suffering and death. Does God really care? Answers with Ken Ham, a well-known speaker and author on the book of Genesis. In times of personal tragedy, Ken, I've often heard people complain that God doesn't seem to care. What can we tell people who are suffering?
Well, people who accuse God of sitting back and doing nothing are missing an important truth. Actually, God's already done everything you would want a loving God to do. After Adam's sin, the Lord didn't abandon mankind. We weren't destined to an eternity of suffering and separation from Him. God in His mercy stepped into history in the person of His Son, Jesus, the last Adam. He became a man so He could suffer death on a cross, paying for the sins of His people. And Christ also rose from the grave, showing He had the power over death. He can now offer eternal life to anyone who wants to receive it by faith. And those who put their trust in Christ as Savior have a wonderful hope. They can spend eternity with the Lord. Revelation describes this place where God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, and there shall be no more pain. We all need to understand God's perspective of time. The Apostle Paul says our present suffering is so insignificant in view of eternity, it can't even be compared to the glory to come.
Have your non-Christian friends ever asked you why there's so much death and suffering in the world if there's a God? It's one of the most asked questions we receive here. The answer is found on our website, answersradio.com.